Hello, friends, and welcome to the Make Happiness Happen podcast. I'm your host, Shelley, and today I have a question for you. If there was a button that would show you the whole truth and nothing but the truth, even the truth you didn't yet believe or didn't want to believe, would you push it? That's what we're going to talk about today. Hi, I'm Shelley Covert, and I have a question for you. Are you tired of putting on a fake smile and pretending you're happy when you're really not? Are you ready to stop chasing happiness and create it instead? This world we live in makes us believe we need something newer or bigger or better to be happy. But guess what? That's not real happiness. I'm going to teach you what I've learned about creating real, authentic happiness. So if you're ready to stop faking it and be happy for real, you're in the right place. This is the Make Happiness Happen podcast. A friend at work shared an Instagram story with me last week, and it really got me thinking. It said, if you could push a button that would show you all truth, even the inconvenient truth, would you do it? Now, my first thought was, heck yes, I'd push that button. I mean, some of my favorite TV shows are about figuring out who's telling the truth and who's lying, what's real and what isn't. I love listening to true crime podcasts, trying to figure out the series of events and who committed the crime. And even as a kid, my favorite genre of books was murder mysteries. So when I heard this question about pushing a button to find out the truth, I was all in on pushing that button. And then I remembered the conversation I had the night before with my husband, Steve. We were talking about weighing our cats. Now, if you've been following this podcast for a while, you know we have three cats. Our two boys, Ozzy and Leo, are almost 2 years old, and Lucy is 14. So we like to weigh them every month or so just to make sure that we're not feeding the boys too much and to make sure that Lucy is eating enough and keeping the weight on. Now, when it came to deciding who was going to get on the scale with the cats, well, of course, I suggested my husband do it. And when he asked why, I said, well, I just don't want to get on the scale because I really don't want to know how much weight I've gained. Oh, man. I had a doctor's appointment this week, too, and just a checkup. But guess what was my least favorite part of that? Getting on the scale. So when my friend shared this Instagram story with me, when I really started thinking about it, I realized that maybe I didn't want to know the whole truth. Maybe I wouldn't push the button. That really got me thinking, and it made me wonder why I didn't want to know the truth. Why was I so apprehensive about getting on the scale? Now, part of it might be because it's not my goal to gain weight. It's my goal to get healthier, which for me means I need to lose a few pounds. And so getting on that scale and seeing that that hasn't happened, that just shows that I'm not achieving my goals. Kind of feels like a failure. It might even tie into the last episode where I talked about setting goals. I've heard so many people talk about that if you want to lose weight, you need to set weekly weight loss goals and you need to track all your calories and cut out all the sugar and cut down your carbs or even just cut them all out and so on and so on. And honestly, when I hear all that, I just get overwhelmed. It's just not my strength to track all that stuff. Now, I love creating the spreadsheets and the checklists, but when it comes to using them, after a few days, I just can't keep up. So I've started to consider each decision that I make and ask myself if that individual decision is going to move me closer to my goal or farther away from it. So for example, when I'm working my part-time job at Target, I walk by the donut case probably 30 or 40 times in a day. Might be a slight exaggeration, but not much. And every single time I see those yummy looking donuts and I just want to eat one. Now, in the past, I would let myself buy a donut for breaks several times a week. But now when I look at those donuts, I ask myself, is eating that donut going to move me closer to my goal of losing weight or not? And unfortunately, the answer is no. And so no more donuts. Well, at least not nearly as many donuts each week. Maybe just one instead of several, right? So back to the truth button. I find it very interesting that my first response to that question was like, heck yes, I want to know the truth. But when it really boiled down to it, when the truth became inconvenient or made me uncomfortable, when it came to getting on the scale and knowing the real truth, that's when I didn't really want to know. Now, on a side note, when I got on the scale at the doctor's appointment, it wasn't as bad as I thought. I have actually lost a couple of pounds since last year. I'm kind of proud of that. So I think sometimes It's easier for us to pretend that the truth doesn't exist, to just pretend that we live in our own little bubble. I'm sure you've heard the phrase ignorance is bliss, or, you know, we've heard, you know, how an ostrich likes to, ostrich likes to stick its head in the sand. We just really don't want to know what's going on. Well, maybe that's because sometimes the truth is sad and sometimes the truth is scary, and it's hard to process through all of that. Maybe not knowing what the truth really is gives us this opportunity to kind of live in this pretend world that we've created for ourselves, to kind of protect ourselves or to be in our own little bubble. As I was mulling this all over, I thought back to when I was married to my first husband and I was suspicious that he was having an affair. For quite a while, I just lived with that suspicion. I thought it was true. I was pretty sure it was true, but I didn't really know for sure. Now, after a while, I started looking for clues and for signs of the affair. I tried to figure out what the truth really was. And when I did find out that, yes, it was true, he was cheating on me, that was very hard to deal with. I started to wonder what made me want to know that truth, that very painful truth. So why did I not want to get on the scale to see if I had gained weight, but when I was married to my first husband, I did want to know if he was having an affair? I mean, obviously the pain of learning of that affair, learning of being cheated on, was much greater than the pain of finding out I had gained a few pounds. Well, I think what it boiled down to is the fact that the pain from the unknown, at that point in my life, the pain of the unknown about the affair was greater than the pain of just knowing. I was so tired of living in limbo. I was tired of not knowing for sure, and I just wanted to know the truth so that I could accept it, I could find a way to process through it, and I could start to move on from it. Maybe that's part of this as well, that there are different times in our lives when we are ready to face the truth or accept the truth. There are different times in our lives when we want to work on different things, and maybe that's when we are willing to accept the truth in those situations. I also wonder if our personalities or our strengths have something to do with this and how we respond to this question. So I've taken the Clifton StrengthsFinder assessment, and empathy is one of my top five strengths. Now, for me, how that strength presents in me is that I feel things on a deeper level. So if the truth is painful, I feel that pain even more. Now, maybe that makes me want to avoid the truth sometimes. I don't know. That might be something to dig into in a future episode. Maybe we'll have to talk about Clifton strengths and things like that. But back to this question. So if you were presented with a button that would tell you the whole truth, even the inconvenient truth, even the painful truth, would you push it? I'd like you to take some time this week and think about that. Try to come up with some examples from your life of when maybe you tried to ignore the truth, or maybe when you were willing to face the truth and accept the truth. Now, as I'm saying this, I know I'm making it sound like the truth is always a bad thing, but I don't believe that's true. It's kind of funny. I don't believe that's the case. The truth can be a very positive thing. It can be very freeing, but we often refer to it as the painful truth. Maybe that's something we need to dig into in another episode as well. Why we feel like truth is going to be a bad thing or a painful thing when it's really a freeing thing or a very positive thing. I think that sounds like a good future episode. So, until that next episode, my friends, I encourage you to choose to be happy. As always, thank you so much for tuning into the Make Happiness Happen podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you're subscribed wherever you listen to podcasts. And even better, leave a positive review. If you want to dive deeper into the topics and discussions we have here, I would encourage you to head over to makehappinesshappen.com and sign up for my newsletter. It's the best way for us to get to know each other even better. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Make Happiness Happen podcast.